Good morning, Rick Timmy Chayotam, Hilchus Shabbos, Klal Beis, Simon Zayin. So he mentioned this is a concern of sealing up the oven again. So he says the following, kava, person leaves in the oven a coffee, a shadwarim, or other foods, the coffee was fully cooked, but if it cools off, and by shutting the door you're going to heat it, to the point of yatzaletizvo again. So there's a concept that alacha vein bishul lacher bishul, something which is fully cooked, the malacha bishul doesn't apply. However, that's referring to solids. It's a food which has been solid food which has been fully cooked. Even though it cools off, heating up again is not considered bishul. However, by a liquid, even though it's been fully cooked, if it's cools off and a person reheats it, we're machmer that yesh bishul achar bishul for Ashkenazim, yesh bishul achar bishul. We're machmer on that. So in the case where if the person opened the oven and the heat was escaping, so the food cooled. Now when you shut it, even though it's fully cooked, but it's warming it up, so that's already a problem. And for sure, in a scenario where it's not fully cooked, they close up the oven. So if you open it, you can't reshut it unless the pot is still hot. With the worm chayim, something which is raw, has to be cooked. Because when the person seals it, it causes cooking, like we've explained. Simenches, also lahat min kli imemashkin sonim b'kli sheyesh b'chamin, ava gab de'en r'chamin kol kach sheyu shayach bishul. So heating a liquid to yatzalet esbo is considered bishul. What about I want to heat it up less than yatzalet esbo? It's not bishul. So bishul is not a problem, but if I want, the way I want to do it is by taking a sealed container of liquid A, submerging it into liquid B, which is hot, even though the heat is not yatzaletizbo, but it's warm. I'm doing hatmana in something which is moist of hevel. There's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem on Shabbos, and it's going to be a problem even before Shabbos. It's considered a moist of hevel. This is the opinion of the Taz and Simeration of Kes. So I'm taking cold water and I'm submerging it, cold liquid, and submerging it in a sealed container instead of the larger one, the hot, warm one. I have a problem of hot mana. If the hot water is so hot that the liquid will be heated, the cold liquid will be heated to yatzaletizbo, I have a bishul problem. Also, if it's a bishul problem, even if it's not submerged to the point of hatmana, it's going to be problematic. Now, this is the case that the Mishnah Berurah understands referring to being totally submerged, and we're talking about something which is moist of hevel. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's only a problem if it's totally submerged. So we're saying if it's going to be heat to yatzaletizbo, even if it's not submerged, it's the problem. If it's not going to get the yatzaletizbo bow, it's only a problem if it's fully submerged. Even though it's a moist of hevel, it's still going to be mutter. We still need to clarify a few points. That's really the end of the halachas of Atmona. He says in Simen Tes, Shari Dinim Shem Shulchan Aruch, Shem Simen Reish Negimel, Bat Simen Reish Samech, Mavur, Lekamon Bechlal, Chaf, Melechas, Eifa. There's more halachas of Shehiya and Chazara, and some halachas of Atmona, which will be discussed later on in Klal Chaf. One point which you need to clarify still, we discussed the idea that it has to be totally submerged. Hamana b'mixes is mutter. Hamana b'kuloi is aser. What about a scenario where the liquid or the food inside the container does not reach the top of the container? It's halfway up, let's say. I submerge it more than halfway. So the food is below the liquid, the insulated material level. As far as it's concerned, it's fully surrounded. But the pot is not fully surrounded because there's an air, there's a space inside of the pot. So do we look at the food as the item that we're being matmin? The food is submerged totally. Or do you look at the container as what we're being matmin? And the container is not submerged totally. So we need to clarify that point, Bez Hashem, in the next shir. And a few more points, and then we'll go on to Klal Gimel. And Bez Hashem, when we get to Klal Chof, we'll maybe revisit some of the lachos of Bishul, Shiyah, Chazor, and Hatmona. Meanwhile, have a good day.